The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. This short week, this Thanksgiving weekend, coming off of, as we said, a much-needed victory for the Michigan Wolverines as they down the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. And so it's time to reflect upon that by getting into a segment that we call the Plays of the Game.
Sam, it's nice to have Plays of the Game again because it's really hard to have Plays of the Game when you lose and you lose ugly. But we do have Plays of the Game coming out of this one. The Michigan win 48-42 in triple overtime over Rutgers. Starting with the gem of the game, brought to you by Lewis Jewelers, your diamond store. Visit them at 2000 West Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor and online at lewisjewelers.com. And don't forget, never too early to get that holiday shopping done. No better place to get that holiday shopping done than at Lewis Jewelers, proud partner of Michigan Athletics and Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. And the gem of the game was a pretty easy one. We got the third quarter rolling because Giles Jackson was doing Giles Jackson things.
Davidovich kicks this one deep. And Jackson will take it at the 5. He's at the 15, the 20. He's up to the 30. He's down the sideline. He's at midfield. Giles Jackson flying down the left sideline. He comes to a landing in the end zone. Touchdown, Michigan, 95 yards. And just like that, Giles Jackson has provided a spark. His second career touchdown return on a kickoff.
And Sam, with the extra point, it made it 17-14 Rutgers, and that's exactly what the Wolverines needed, right? Come out of the second half and get a spark, and whether it's the offense going down the field and driving for points, or even better, the offense doesn't even touch the ball. Let Giles take care of business. But that was a huge spark to get the second half going.
Well, it was a huge spark considering the win being taken out of the sails by special teams heading into the break. So for special teams to put the wind right back into it, coming out of the locker room, was, you're absolutely right. It was huge, gave the team a much needed jolt. If there were any sort of lingering effects, from that missed field goal at the end, they were completely wiped out by Giles Jackson, as you said, doing Giles Jackson things. I mean, he gives you that. I mean, the kid is an absolute, you know, I talk about the dog factor. He is one of them for sure. And gave them a boost in a way that, you know, I think when we look back on it, we look back on turning points, I'd be surprised if when we get to the monster moment, if it's not the switch to Kay McNamara and going right down the field, this one has a high probability, very good chance of being a monster moment coming out of the break with the kickoff return from Giles Jackson.
And that gets us to the drive of the game, brought to you by our friends at Brighton Ford. Get on board with Brighton Ford. Call 1-800-NEW-FORD or visit brightonford.com. And Sam, the Wolverines hadn't had a lead since October 24th. And in the late in the third quarter, then going into the fourth quarter, the Wolverines put together a drive that they needed, and they capped that touchdown drive, taking the lead with the extra point. But the touchdown was scored by Mikey Sainristel, Michigan's first lead since the Minnesota game on October 24th, the drive of the game.
McNamara gets the football, looks left, throws left, slant cut, caught, Sainristel, touchdown, Michigan! Six-yard touchdown pass, Sainristel scores, and Michigan with the extra point can take their first lead of the night.
Not just first lead of the night, Sam, but first lead since October 24th. But the key play on that drive, actually, Sam, was 4th and 5 from the Rutgers 37, the first play of the fourth quarter. And there was a slant to Evans in the slot, 21 yards. And that actually kept the drive going. There was only 1/3 down on the drive. They didn't get it. It was a 3rd and 3 that got pushed backwards, setting up that 4th and 5. And they converted that one. And that actually was the play of the drive on the drive of the game. Huge play by Chris Evans. And then, of course, Michigan would go on to score the next touchdown as well to take an 8-point lead. But the drive of the game gave them their first lead since October 24th, Sam.
Yeah, 226 and a half minutes, man. 226 and a half minutes. You just gotta have it. You gotta, You can't overstate the significance, in my opinion. Yes, it was records. Feel like we got to qualify it. But, you know, I thought we saw a couple of things. I mean, you talk about the touchdown play. It was a pick play that was executed to perfection because it wasn't a pick. Ira, it wasn't a pick. A guy ran a route. I think it was Ronnie Bell.
Yeah, he got really excited when that touchdown was scored, too. But he said, you know, it was like a 2 or 3 yards turn around and look for the ball. Just get in the way.
Look for the ball.
Yep, look for the ball. You're playing the ball. Get in the way.
Yeah, man. And earlier in there, it was similar play, Ira. I think it was a pick play to Evans as well that they were able to hit and execute really well. If they can't stop it, run it again. So in pinpoint, I mean, we talk about the accuracy on those throws. Throw it to the guys in a way where they can catch and run. They can catch and make a play. And we saw Cade McNamara do that all night.
Yes, we did, Sam. And that's going to get us, speaking of Cade McNamara making plays, let's get to the offensive play of the game, which is brought to you by Matt Dejanovich, the official real estate partner of Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The Ticket, if you're thinking of buying or selling a home, let Matt put his 30 years of helping people to work for you. Visit iSellAnnArbor.com. And actually, the offensive play of the game was not Cade. He helped put them in the position. The offensive play of the game turned into the game-winning touchdown by Hassan Haskins.
They give the ball to Haskins. Haskins dives over. Touchdown, Michigan! Right over right guard, and the Wolverines make good on their fourth down try.
And so on fourth down, they score 48-42, and then that sets us up to the game-winning play, which is the defensive play of the game, as Dax Hill seals the victory for the Maize and Blue.
He's back to throw, pumps, a lot of time. Looks, throws deep in the end zone. That ball is intercepted. Michigan wins the football game, 48-42, with a stop in triple overtime. And the Wolverines fight their way back and leave Piscataway with a 48-42 victory on the interception in the end zone by Daxton Hill.
And, Sam, Dax sealed the victory there. And relief, I don't know what term you want to use, but they got the win, they got on the plane, they came home.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Vedrill had himself a day, had himself an outstanding day. And we had seen them come down with, contested catches. We'd seen misplays on the ball in the secondary, near interception. So did not take it for granted. They were able to come down with that interception, at the very end of the game. Escape Piscataway. It was a really tough day extremely tough day for the defense, but I think it showed you how Michigan's going to have to – Michigan wins games the rest of the way. That's how they're going to look, scoring in at least the 30s, if not more, and trying to win shootouts. That's how I think it's going to go if they are to win any of these contests down the stretch. But for a team shooting themselves in the foot, and got to give Rutgers credit for this, they didn't kill themselves, often beyond the penalties. I mean, they were penalized a number of times on the night, but, you know, turning the football over excessively, we didn't see that from them. So they didn't self-destruct. Outside of a self-destruction, Michigan's going to have to score in the 30s to win football games, Ira. We would, like I said, we'll get into that throughout this show, but I told you a few weeks ago, I just don't see the fixes for them defensively in season. Just don't. So it's going to be about, can the offense light up the scoreboard? And Cade McNamara was able to get this offense to the point where it was able to do it Saturday. Now hopefully he can continue to do that moving forward.
So, Sam, that wraps up the plays of the game part of the show. We'll get to the players of the game coming up in a little bit, but I did have something else I wanted to mention, because I was tracking this very closely, in particular towards the end of regulation. Sam's One Sure Thing, brought to you by our friends at Home Shore Lending. And your one sure thing is that Rutgers was going to outrush Michigan. And so going at the end of regulation, I believe Michigan had one more rushing yard at the end of regulation. And I even went and looked at the takeaway, the sack yardage, and Michigan still had exactly, I believe it was one more rushing yard than Rutgers in regulation. Then you go to overtime, and Michigan ran the ball better in overtime. Michigan ended up with 147 yards on the ground, Sam. 105 for Rutgers. So, one sure thing, not so sure. But you know what? If you're going to get that one wrong, let it be wrong in Michigan's favor, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nothing to add to that. I'll take it. I'll take that L any day for sure. Certainly it gets back to Hassan Haskins. They got to featuring him feeding him, I should say. And I expect it to be the case that they're going to do that moving forward. Again, he helps give you the attitude, something to lean on. And frankly, now I think the yards on the ground, for as tough as they were for this offense before Saturday, I think a lot of that is due to, some of the defensive line battles that they've been in. Some of the defensive lines just overwhelming them offensively. We started to see them block better as teams respected their passing game a bit more. But one thing that you're going to not see moving forward is teams looking at the quarterback as a run threat. So, I mean, it's going to make it, I think, even more important, to have a guy that can, maybe make a guy miss, maybe run through some contact. It's going to be, I think, even more of a, especially, and then in short yardage, while we saw a couple of zone reads, and this is maybe the biggest difference. I just don't know how advisable that play call is going to be. It worked. They were able to get a score off of that, right? It did work one time, but I don't think that that's going to be something that they're going to be able to hang their hat on. Short yardage to this team is Hassan Haskins moving forward, in my opinion, Mr. Weintraub. So we shall see. Coming up, folks, we got the players of the game. We just gave you the plays of the game. Got the players of the game coming up. Stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.